You're tuned into Attic Jams with Sarah Rodriguez. No matter what your jam is, you can find it here.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Sakhulia, Talit, Tim, Homasquim, Mustail. Let the horn do the do dang do.
Express Lose Yourself by Charles Wright, and that was my Sea and Worker remix, and it's super funky, super great, super fresh. This is Attic Jams. I'm Sarah Rodriguez, coming to you live from UBC's campus, and you're listening to 101.9 FM. So I have a bunch of music that I prepared for you guys tonight. I'm really excited to share some of what I've been listening to this week and what's really been kind of, you know, getting me through the day. And I also have some exciting news. A musician from Toronto, Morgan Page, is going to be coming on the show in the next little bit here, probably after the next two songs. So if you guys want to stay tuned, we're going to talk about the Indie Fest that's been happening around Vancouver, and that's going on until the 26th. I hope you guys can check out some amazing artists that are going to be around, and it's definitely worthwhile. There's a lot of different stuff going on. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But next up, I got Frazee Ford with the song September Fields, and it's pretty goddamn beautiful. So enjoy, and I'll catch you in a bit.
Ah,
Blown Up in Flames by Charles Bradley. This is Attic Jams. I'm Sarah Rodriguez, and joining me tonight, I have a very special guest. Morgan Page is here joining me. Hi, Morgan.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. So if you don't know, Morgan Page is a musician, and you're based out of Toronto, correct?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, so it's pretty early. It's pretty early in the morning, or like super late for you right now. But thanks again for joining me. She's going to be doing the Indie Festival, and that's already kind of started, right? It's already happening around Vancouver.
Yes, it has. Yeah. Yes, it started right on the 17th.
Yeah, the 17th to the 26th. So if you guys want to go see show, Morgan, you're going to be performing at the Loeb, right?
Indeed I am.
Yeah, I hear they have like a really wicked sound system.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the first in North America, which is pretty exciting. It's like you literally have like sound coming out of the ceilings, out of the walls, out of the floors. So it's just an entire immersive sound experience.
That's going to be incredible. I honestly, I'd never even heard of it until I was like looking up your show, and I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like super incredible. But I wanted to ask you a little bit about your music. So you play the piano, and I know you're a visual artist as well. And obviously I've never seen you live, but, what do you think we can expect from your show happening at the Loeb?
So definitely like it's a combination of all various of art forms. So primarily I like to share that I'm a interdisciplinary artist, but I definitely started off, like I was trained as a classical concert pianist. But then I kind of weaved my way through contemporary music, which then also turned to a fusion of going into a lot of alternative music, which is like a mixture of rock, metal, but also just experimental sounds. And just I just love making weird noises. there's just something special about just like putting weird music together and just like, let's make something that's completely out there, which is kind of a fun time. So for this particular show, I actually won't be performing live, but it is an experience that's been made for virtual reality.
Yeah.
And so we will have Oculus headset on site, so it can be experienced within the headsets as well. So in this case, it's a complete animated narrative sort of experience. And then the music is what will be like surrounded within the 4D sound space at Loeb Studios. So it's an entirely immersive event, and it's optional, especially based on attendees level comfortability, where they want to be completely surrounded with their eyes in experiencing the immersiveness, or if they want to just purely just listen to music. So we have both of those together. But it follows the theme of reclaiming who we are as people, and like within our culture, how we identify, especially having to deal with a lot of the hardships that we tend to face throughout this entire lifetime. And that is something that a lot of my music speaks to. So a lot of it does pertain towards social injustices, but also social action within music and in arts, as I find that's definitely one of the main ways I'm able to communicate that.
Yeah.
But in this case, we're doing it in a very animated way, and definitely looking forward to sharing that with everyone.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm definitely going to go. Sounds super awesome. But that kind of plays with the theme too of the festival. It's, what is it? Future mythologies, right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
Kind of like a perfect fit there. And in that sense, like, what does that theme mean to you? And like, where, like, did you create this, like when you started creating what you're going to present for the festival, did you take that into consideration, or were you kind of picked because of what you were already doing? Or did you, like what got you interested in this festival and wanting to be a part of it?
Yeah, so it's actually, there's a little bit of a history behind it. So Resurrect Act 1 in particular is actually a continuation of a saga that I've created over the past nearly 3-4 years, and actually unintentionally started at the beginning of the pandemic, where I created three sets of discography that all had the similar theme of just trying to find ourselves, and being proud of who we are, but also trying to deal with a lot of the things that society often kind of like pairs us with, and trying to strip away from that, but also bring it back together. So I initially thought that I was done with that, but yeah. Then 2 years ago, I was like, nope, not quite. There's another idea. So how do I expand? But I always wanted to create a visual album, but I've always wanted to find a way to get into animation. But it's more so of how do we get into that, you know, especially if there's not a budget readily available, and what can may be accessible to that. And so I was just at the time I had finished my collaboration with Tapestry Opera here based in Toronto, which they're known for promoting new Canadian operas or Canadian music, and so really pioneering that. And so I was like, I'm wondering if there must be other organizations that do these kind of things, but like, what's one with technology? And I came across just Google search. I came across, okay, hey, operas and like animation, is that something? And then Renaissance Opera was literally the first option that popped up for me. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. So I was just, I wanted to just reach out to them in terms of just kind of like getting an idea of how do we go about this kind of thing, right? And then it turns out that like, oh, they're like, oh, wait, no, let's actually work together. I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. So that whole collaboration kind of started just out of me trying to just get a lot more knowledge. And they've been so helpful and like in mentoring me towards that path. And now it's just like, now I've been able to incorporate game development with music and how we can blend all of that together.
Yeah.
And so coming to this point of Future Mythologies, I see it as another way of future storytelling, how we can continue our vision, our words, how that can be passed on to each other, not so much in a legacy, but also being able to continue the path of the foundation has been made, so that especially like people coming afterwards, they know what it is that happened in the past, and we can keep foraging and seeking like equity, equality in all different ways, but through art and through storytelling. And I think that's something that's pretty wild that we're able to do, and creating this new form. So that's how I found that out. It just so happened that Resurrective Act 1 kind of fits within that.
That's incredible. And you know, it is really important to realize that like the storytelling and our art is so important in being able to pass down the knowledge and to teach people about what happened in the past. And it's a way that really makes you feel what happened, instead of sometimes you just, you know, you're at a lecture, you're learning about history, and you kind of like, you know, nod out if the storytelling isn't interesting. And the art form that comes with that it's really inspiring, and it's really cool to see, you know, technology being brought in as well.
Yeah, it's definitely been a fun thing for sure. But also, it's also allowed me another opportunity to be very introspective moments as well, because a lot of this is pretty vulnerable too. So allowing me to explore all variations of grief in all sorts of ways, like not necessarily just my own personal experience, but also experiences of folks who are around us, and especially with everything that's going on in the world right now, just purely just fighting for the right to exist. And so there's all forms of that, and how is it that we can process that, how can we share that, but also do so in a way that we can show solidarity to one another. And I think that's another part in it too, and especially with technology, it's forever changing, forever evolving. Yeah. And so just being a part of that train is kind of gnarly.
It is. Yeah, it's super gnarly. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and just like being able to be available to speak with me live, because, you know, I know with the time change, it might have been a little bit difficult for you, but you've been really, really awesome and very responsive. So thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And so for the Indie Fest, it's on the 26th. You're doing two shows, right? So it's going to be 6 p.m. and then one at 8 p.m. So everyone, go see Morgan Page's beautiful art. at the Loeb on the 26th, 6 o'clock and 8. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show. I won't keep you too long because I know it's late there and you got a flight to catch tomorrow, right?
Yep, but it's all good. It's all good. Thank you again for this opportunity.
Oh, no, thanks so much for coming on. And I will be chatting with you soon. Hopefully, are you going to be, you're going to be at the show, right? Or is it just, you're going to be like kind of controlling everything?
Oh, I'll be at the show, but doing both.
Yeah, exactly. You get to be a part in, you get to experience your own experience, you know, that you've been creating. So that's beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great night, Morgan. And I will see you on the 26th.
See you then.
See you then. We also got a song by Morgan Page coming on. So, well, it's a cover, but it's beautiful and I really dug it. So here goes. All right. Have a good night, Morgan.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Brown and the sky is gray. for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving more if I was in LA. California dreaming on such a winter.
Sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. Just
say alright. Life is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Life is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky.
What a sick cover of Spooky, actually originally sung by Dusty Springfield. But that was the lovely voice of Holly Walker. And it was a Marabou State cover. It's really beautiful. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. And it's just like such a good November song because it's, you know, Halloween's kind of over, but you still have that fall kind of foggy, misty vibe going on. I've played a bunch of throwbacks tonight just because that's kind of my mood. That's what the fall gets me in, you know. It really takes me back to, for some reason, the 60s and the 70s, even though I've never actually officially been there, maybe in another life. But yeah, you heard Young Hearts. You also heard Bobby Womack with California Dreaming, and that's another good cover. And what else did I play? Where Did You Sleep Last Night? A rendition by the wonderful Morgan Page that was just being interviewed on my show. And she's doing a show on the 26th of November at the Loeb Studio, which is down on Hastings. So if you guys get a chance, it's like, apparently it's the first one in North America. I was really surprised to hear that. But yeah, it's like a 4D sound experience and visual. So if you get a chance to experience that, I would definitely put it on my list. So you can get tickets online, and it's for the Indie Fest happening right now all around the city of Vancouver. Next up, I got a really cool song. It's called Pata Pata, and it's actually an Afro-pop dance song that was popularized by a South African singer called Miriam Makeba, and it's just all good vibes. I don't think there's one you can't listen to this song and not have a smile on your face. So I'm going to let you guys enjoy that. I got a bunch of songs to play before the end of the night, 9 till 10. This is Attic Jams. I'm your host, Sarah Rodriguez. And yeah, here's Pata Pata on 101.9 FM CITR.
everybody starts to move as soon as Pata Pata starts to play.
Want It Bad by Leisure. This is Attic Jams. I'm Sarah Rodriguez. And Leisure's Auckland-based electronic band. They're really cool. This whole album is pretty good. And the album's also called Leisure if you want to check that out. I've played a lot of music this evening. Before that, you heard Spanish Moon by Little Feat. And that's pretty much, I think it's like a 70s classic, but it's great. So if you missed it, if you want to download it, put it on your phone, you can definitely do that. I'm going to be posting a podcast of the show. And if you missed Morgan Page, she came on a little earlier. We also listened to one of her renditions that she did of, I think it was, Where Was My Love Last Night? Or Where Did You Go Last Night? And I know Nirvana did like a cover that was like super popular, but it's actually a super old song. Look at me not controlling the volume, just talking about music. Anyway, this next song that's coming up is called Mango, and it's by Camus. So I hope you enjoy. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll catch you next Sunday at 9 to 10 p.m., and you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. How could I mash up him too? If he improves you more than I used to, hey, I don't want nothing but you, getting what you need, even if it ain't from me, 'cause I love you, and what love is, never said.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya, and the Skakuya to lead to whom Musqueam stale.
Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Frock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please
Slice
DM
of
us
Life
on Instagram
Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
You never see me again.
Ebola.
Xin chào và hẹn gặp lại.
Happy birthday.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snap.